So this is the conversation of the merciful God with a despairing soul. Word of Jesus. O soul, steeped in darkness, do not despair. All is not yet lost. Come and confide in your God, who is love and mercy. Answer. But the soul, deaf even to this appeal, wraps itself in darkness. Jesus calls out again, My child, listen to the voice of your merciful Father. Respond. In the soul arises this reply, For me there is no mercy. And it falls into greater darkness, a despair which is for taste of hell and make it unable to draw near to God. Jesus calls to the soul a third time, but the soul remains deaf and blind, hardened and despairing. Then the mercy of God begins to exert itself, and without any cooperation from the soul, God grants it final grace. If this too is burned, God will leave the soul in this self-chosen disposition for eternity. This grace emerges from the merciful heart of Jesus and gives the soul a special light by means of which the soul begins to understand God's effort. But conversation depends on its own will. The soul knows that this, for her, is final grace, and should it show even a flicker of goodwill, the mercy of God will accomplish the rest. Word of Jesus. My omnipotent mercy is active here. Happy the soul that takes advantage of this grace. What joy wills my heart when you return to me? Because you are weak, I take you in my arms and carry you to the home of my Father. Respond. So, if as a waking asks fearfully, is it possible that there yet is mercy for me? Answer. There is, my child. You have a special claim on my mercy. Let it act in the poor soul. Let the rays of grace enter your soul. They bring with them the light, warmth, and light, and life, the soul. But fear fills me at the thought of my sins, and this terrible fear moves me to doubt your goodness. Jesus answered, My child, all your sins have not wounded my heart as painfully as your present lack of trust does. That after so many efforts of my love and mercy, you should still doubt my goodness. So, O Lord, save me yourself, for I perish. Be my Savior. O Lord, I am unable to say anything more. My pitiful heart is torn asunder by you, O Lord. Jesus does not let the soul finish, but raising it from the ground, from the depths of its misery, he leads it into the recesses of his heart, where all its sins disappear instantly, consumed by the flames of love. Jesus, hear, soul. are all the treasures of my heart. Take everything you need from it. The soul. O Lord, I am inundated with your grace. I sense that a new life has entered into me. And above all, I feel your love in my heart. That is enough for me. O Lord, I will glorify the omnipotence of your mercy for all eternity. Encouraged by your goodness, I will confide to you all the sorrows of my heart. Jesus, tell me all, my child, hide nothing from me, because my loving heart, the heart of your best friend, is listening to you, the soul. O Lord, now I see all the ingratitude and your goodness. You were pursuing me with your grace while I was frustrating your benevolence. I see that I deserve the depths of hell for spoiling your graces. Jesus interrupting, do not be absorbed in your mystery. You are still too weak to speak of it. But rather, gaze on my heart filled with goodness and be imbued with my sentiments. Strive for meekness and humility. Be merciful to others as I am to you. And when you feel your strength failing, if you come to the fountain of mercy to fortify your soul, you will not grow weary on your journey. The soul. Now, I understand your mercy, which protects me, and like a brilliant star, leads me into the home of my Father, protecting me from the horrors of hell that I have deserved, not once, but 1,000 times. O Lord, eternity will hardly suffice for me to give due praise to your unfathomable mercy and your compassion for me. It's so beautiful, eh? We are despairing all the time, but Jesus always trusts. So this divine mercy is the last straw of our salvation. We are sinful, of sinfulness, because despairing. But Jesus still gives us this hope. The last straw is, if you don't hold to this divine mercy, then we fail. Conversation of the merciful God with a suffering soul. Jesus word. Poor soul, I feel that you suffer much and that you do not have even the strength to converse with me. So I will speak to you. Even though your sufferings were very great, do not lose your heart to give in to despondency. But tell me, my child, who has dared to wound your heart, tell me about everything. Be sincere in dealing with me. Reveal all the wounds of your heart. I will heal them, and your suffering will become a source of your sanctification. The soul responds, Lord, my sufferings are so great and numerous and have lasted so long that I become discouraged. Jesus, my child, do not be discouraged. I know your boundless trust in me. I know you are aware of my goodness and mercy. Let us talk in detail about everything that weighs so heavily upon your heart, the soul. There's so many different things that I do not know what to speak about first, nor how to express it. Jesus, talk to me simply as a friend to a friend. Tell me now, my child, what hinders you for advancing in holiness? The soul. Poor health detains me on the way to holiness. I cannot fulfill my duties. I'm as useless as an extra wheel on a wagon. I cannot mortify myself in or fast to any extent, as the saints did. Furthermore, nobody believes I am sick, so that mental pain is added to those of the body. And I'm often humiliated. Jesus, how can anyone become holy in such circumstances? Just 1 second. Jesus, true, my child, all that is painful, but there is no way to heaven except the way of the cross. I follow it first. You must learn that it is the shortest and surest way. So, Lord, there's another obstacle to the road to holiness. Because I'm faithful to you, I'm persecuted and suffered much. Jesus, it is because you are not of this world, and that the world hates you. First, it persecuted me. Persecution is a sign that you are following in my footsteps faithfully. The soul, my Lord, I'm also discouraged because neither my superiors nor my confessor understand my interior trials. A darkness clouds my mind. How can I advance? All this discourages me from striving for the heights of sanctity. Jesus, well, my child, this time you have told me a great deal. I realize how painful it is not to be understood, and especially by those whom you love, and by those whom one loves and with whom one has been very, very often and very open. But suffice it to know that I understand all your troubles and misery. I am pleased to the deep faith you have, despite everything in my representatives. Learn from this that no one will understand the soul entirely that is beyond human ability. Therefore, I have remained on earth to comfort your aching heart and to fortify your soul, so that you will not falter on the way. You say that a dense darkness is obscuring your mind. But why, at such times, do you not come to me? The light you can in an instant pour into your soul more understanding about holiness than can be found in any book. No confessor is capable of teaching and enlightening a soul in this way. Know too that the darkness about which you complain I first endured in the Garden of Olives, when my soul was crushed in mortal anguish. I'm giving you a share in those sufferings because of my special love for you, and in view of the high degree of holiness I am intending for you in heaven. A suffering soul is closest to my heart. So Jesus doesn't promise you solve everything. The cross The way of the cross is the only way to sanctity, the shortest way. So Jesus understands what we are suffering. He knows where we are. But he just expects a trust. This trust doesn't solve the problem. You have to. Jesus wish that we be one with him on the way of the cross. No other way. Don't tell yourself you come to adoration and everybody and everything will be solved. We have the grace to solve it, but still you have to carry the cross. Happen. But that's the shortest way. The soul.